The room beyond is pitch black, but when you proceed to open the door, it must have triggered sensors. The lights dial up very slowly, not to full brightness, but to kind of a dim and shadowed level. The vast hangar does have a ship at the far end, and nearer, a pedestal, with a silver shining key card on top. And next to it, a kind of green orb? Blob? It's perfectly round and shiny. It reflects the overhead lights, which are getting just a bit brighter. You step into the room. The orb notices you. It has no face. It has no eyes. But you know it senses you, and you have its undivided attention. The top of it begins to foam and bubble, burbling like water from some subterranean well, escaping to the surface of the orb. It rises from the 3-foot-tall orb upward until it stands 6 or 7 feet tall in total height. From the top of the green cylinder emerges a wave of goo that forms itself into something like a shapely feminine torso. Second by second, the degree of definition increases, and pert breasts form on the front. Deep insets in the ball at the top, the rapidly forming head, turn into glistening green eyes, with long eyelashes, full porn star lips, long falls of hair, a mane in impossibly teased tresses, that'd take hours to make happen in the real world. But it's all glistening, dripping, reminding you just how gooey she is. Those breasts from before, pert B cups, are ballooning up and out. She's staring at you as her body changes, gauging your reaction as her boobs with their bare and pointy nipples get fuller and fuller. It's just a torso, from the belly up. No legs, just the ball down below. She has long arms with dainty fingers. She brings one hand up under her bee-stung lips and blows you a kiss. This girl resembles nothing so much as the most body-modded porn actress you could find on the extranet. And her boobs are getting so big. You're losing sight of her flat and faux-muscled tummy. You know it's all goo, shape-shifting. The primary quality of the Galotian race. Well, one of the primary qualities. The codex at your waist beeps, and you somehow know it's just added an entry on Galotians. The lime-hued megaporn starlet bats perfectly defined, yet slightly drippy eyelashes. Wouldn't you like me to milk all the yummy fluids out of you? Just surrender now, and you'll enjoy it. She's between you and the pedestal with the ship's key, and doesn't seem inclined to let you pass. In fact, she's on the verge of pouncing.
You're going to be so delicious.
She flows over the floor, shockingly fast for something that looks like a big gooey ball. There's a flash of blue light in the air between you, and the huge holographic face of Victor Steele is there, smiling at you.
Now, don't go misjudging Celise, sport. She's not going to respect you unless you earn it. But she's a wonderful girl with simple needs.
She wants you.
She's sexually attracted to you. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Try a physical attack.
Damn it, Dad.
You raise your knife. The busty green protein predator looks sulky. You dive at her and deliver a practiced slash. Combat training was part of your education. The knife wound closes instantly.
Oh, you wanna play, huh? Come on, just relax. Ignore the old guy and focus on me.
She raises her glistening boobs, letting them drop. The glowing blue face of the old man, the only thing keeping you from getting too turned on by the creature in front of you, speaks up.
Try an energy weapon shot, maybe?
He sounds amused, even from beyond the grave. You dash backwards, boots sliding along the floor of the hangar, as the green, glistening woman continues rubbing her own boobs. You level your gun during the slide and clip off 3 quick blasts. The burning smell of laser fire fills the air.
Splorch!
The holes close over instantly.
Still tickles, honey. I'm gonna really love licking you all over.
Her tongue extends from between those impossibly plush lips and hangs down between her huge tits, slobbering almost a foot long. Every part of her looks squishy, soft, and inviting. You find yourself wondering what it might be like to just fall into that ball of loving, sex-hungry goo.
No luck, huh?
Says the glowing blue hologram from above.
If you had an incendiary weapon, that might work. But those are rare because of cost. Fortunately, there's a trick. Try teasing her. Show off your body. Seduce her. Glotians are far too horny all the time to resist temptation. Sexual allure always works, and it's also their preferred weapon. They're gentle and empathetic creatures, so they'll always try to seduce you. And if you seduce back, they'll lose against all but the horniest travelers.
Then the hologram winks out, leaving you alone with the green woman who is once more sliding toward you. Here goes nothing. You slide your clothes out of the way. It isn't hard to get erect, because you've been staring at her mega-sized tits and the dripping wetness of her lips. How good it would feel to slide your dick between them. You think that briefly, letting your members swing to full hardness. Like what you see, you say, pumping your cock a few times to keep it hard. By sheer luck, a jet of pre-cum oozes out and drips down it. To the semen-hungry woman in front of you, this is just too much. You didn't think it was possible for someone's eyes to roll back in their head, when those eyes were made of goo and only barely showing something that passes for a pupil. But the woman's eyes definitely roll back in her head. She slides her hands over her own body, pinching her gooey nipples and reacting with a full body shiver. Then she begins to fist herself. She doesn't bother forming a vagina where you would expect one to be. She just slides her hand in and out of vaginas, which conveniently form on her surface. Wherever she happens to have her hands at that moment. But she shivers and orgasms ecstatically as she squeezes down around her own forearm. She's pumping her arms into herself, multiple places forming, squeezing, sucking orifices as she fucks herself, and it doesn't seem to be doing the job. In a desperate whine, she begs, "Fuck me, please, come on, fuck me, don't you want to, please?" She's backed away from the pedestal, so you step forward and take the keys, tucking them into your codex. The blob of masturbating, mindless Galotian goo girl is still there. and you have to consider what to do with her. Then the hologram pops back in for Victor to explain.
Solis here was one of my first companions. Galoshians are fierce, loyal, and they'll satisfy you any time in any way you want.
The green goo girl, disheveled, her hands down on the deck plates of the hangar so it looks like she's bowing to you, too exhausted to lift herself more, her tongue extended and drooling, nods affirmatively to what the blue light hologram is saying.
If you give her what she needs, she'd probably be loyal and follow you too.
Solis is looking up at you with puppy dog eyes. Well, not really. Her eyes are glued between your legs on your reconcealed member.
You'll do me proud out there, says the hologram. So, here's your first choice. You're on your own, but I've given you the best start I can.
The hologram winks out, and you're once more alone with Solis. The green goo girl now just humping the air ridiculously, ineffectually, considering she has a 3-foot-tall goo orb instead of legs. You've defeated your opponent, not by throwing a punch, but by just showing off your body and inviting her to fantasize about it. You slip your clothing off and walk toward her. You strip slowly, just to see how she masturbates more desperately. When you unveil your cock, she stops masturbating entirely, using the juices from her many automatically forming pussies to lubricate her huge breasts instead. While she's trying pretty hard to stay in the form of the huge titted bimbo from before, she occasionally loses track and falls into more of a general gelatinous shape, with just her arms, mouth, tongue, her sex with its distended clit showing. Your cock is bouncing plainly in view, and robbing her of focus. From the first moment she saw it, her eyes have been open wide and locked on target. Solis is gasping, her lips parting, and a huge tongue extended toward you. You nod, acknowledging that you are willing to feed her.
Oh yes, you won't regret it. I'll be the best little cock slut you could ask for.
She pours across the ground toward you, the big bee-stung lips making a beeline for your cockhead. But the rest of her body just keeps flowing, like a jade wave over the rest of you. Your nude body is swept up off the ground and into her embrace. And it is an embrace. She simulates hands massaging all over, groping all over, and tongues worshipping your body as well. As everything below your neck is immersed in her, she begins worshipping your body and paying particular attention to your cock. She lets the shaft and head emerge from her form enough to be in the open air. And looking down, you see that she is coiled around most of your body, like a lubricated jade snake, except for the bimbo lips, and the also snake-like tongue that's wrapping around your too hard cock from tip to base, coiled around it, moving up and down, then pulling you into her mouth. It is hot and wet, wetter than you might have expected, and she sucks so eagerly, desperately. Her eyes are closed, but she's breathing, or at least simulating breathing, sucking deep breaths in through her nose while her mouth dedicates itself to your dick. While most of her is eagerly licking you, her mouth, her head is between your legs. and you can still move your arms. Your legs are being spread by her gooey mass. There's no way she wants you to close them and deprive her of her prize. Not that you would now. You sink your hands into her hair, which is gooey and gelatinous, but also strangely soft and smooth. You grab her head and push her into place between your legs. She lets out an ecstatic squeal, covering your cock completely and swallowing around it as best she can. She's right where she wants to be, and it is driving her wild. It isn't just her mouth and tongue dedicated to the worship of your cock. There's also pseudopods forming, massaging your ass, pinching your nipples. One slides up next to your ear, and you hear what must be a tiny mouth upon the tentacle-like appendage. How am I doing hot stuff? You tell her she's doing well, and grip her head harder to affirm it, fucking her mouth, her throat. You may have given in to the idea of pleasure from her and feeding her your cum, but the way she yields at the slightest touch tells you she still thinks of you as in charge, and only her enthusiasm has her spreading your legs, leaving you splayed, held a foot off the ground in the gelatinous matrix of her licking, sucking body. You feel the tongue-like licking inside of her body, worshipping green mass. You feel it everywhere. The pseudopods massaging your chest are smearing her green, thin, lubricating fluids everywhere, making both of you slick with them while she sucks away. You look down and see how she's got your legs in little cuffs of her body mass, holding them spread wide apart. An impossible blob taking the place of a leg spreader, while her head, her big-titted torso, and her long tongue currently tormenting your cock, all focus between your legs. You look in particular at the holes around where your legs are sunk into her mass. It feels like she's licking your toes, legs, behind your knees, and shivering from doing it. You spot vaginal lifts and little soaked nubs protruding from the areas where your legs sink into her. She's fucking herself with your legs. Must be convenient to form pussies anywhere on her body she wants. The horny minx is fucking herself while she sucks you off and sends tendrils all over the parts of you that aren't submerged in her. It's building. Her tongue slides around behind your balls and applies pressure there while most of your cock is still in her mouth. That tongue really is so long. But it makes sense. It's just another tentacle, another pseudopod, another tool for her to get the maximum pleasure and the maximum semen out of you. Now that she's begun, she won't stop. You're going to come. She lets out a humming, buzzing sound and several, exclamations. Like she's trying to let you know what you already know. You're going to come. You tell her that. You ask her if she wants your spunk. If she needs it desperately. If she's getting hooked on it already. She whimpers, no longer assertively demanding your cock, but now just dedicating attention. When you push her head onto it and impale it deep in her throat, she even stops rubbing the rest of your body, losing her focus and melting, still fucking her fluids up and down your now slick legs, while licking anywhere she can in between said losses of focus. You thrust and let your load out deep inside her mouth. She goes wild. Completely wild, jiggling and shaking all over her jade body, her lips clamped down, and her eyes shut as she sucks to get every drop out of you she can. Orgasming, trapped in her, losing your focus, she's heaping so much pleasure on that you almost fall backwards. But she flows ahead of you like a wave, catches you, rubs and licks your back and shoulders all over you. Her tongue, her mouth around your cock, is still sucking. To be with her is to ride one wave after another, finding new, impossible highs with someone whose only drive, both psychological and biological, is to extract orgasm from you and revel in sucking and worshipping every fluid off your body. She forms whatever appendage she needs to, finds her way all over you, finding out what most makes you twitch and what continues the orgasm. Your balls pulse in the medium of her green, malleable body, and she sucks them all over. She forms extra mouths just to kiss and extend secondary tongues to flourish all over you. Equal attention is paid to the head of your cock and the shaft, but only the head gets the truly powerful suction that wicks away all your spurting cum. You know she loves it, because she's orgasming, squealing, letting out exclamations and sighs. No words left to her, but her stamina is limitless, far beyond yours. When you fell back, she took it for granted that she should keep pleasuring you. Right on the heel of your first orgasm comes another. Her squeezing around the base of your big dick is keeping it semi-hard, and the all-over-licking is such a turn-on when combined with her dedication to your body. The many mouths move in perfect unison, and any time you think the pleasure is slacking, it was just a ruse to get you going again a moment later. Your whole body shakes with it, but you're supported, safe, and any time you think your muscles can't take any more, she gently kisses them, blows on your skin, playfully giggles, laps up a loose bit of your cum that she missed, and dives right back on with the dick-sucking, straw-like pseudopod she was once disguising as her mouth. She's loving it. She's too horny for words, too. She shakes when she thrusts her body on and off your legs or arms. Every thrust of your cock seems to be hitting a clit she's formed at the back of her mouth. You amuse yourself by finding enough purchase in the grip of her green, gooey lovemaking to grab the back of her head and thrust into it a few times. This seems to fuck all the thoughts right out of her head. And she goes still for a few seconds. Other than orgasmic seizing and jiggling, she gives you a no-fair, pouty look, and then goes back to work until you think your balls just can't take any more. You're sure if she goes one more time, it might actually do damage. But no sooner do you think that in your pleasure haze, your orgasm gasping, your full body soaked down, licked clean aftershocks. Then she sets you down on the deck plates, slowly, and slides off of you. She's back in composed, mega-porn starlet form, no longer looking like a blob of tongues and tentacles that was just rubbing you down and desperately extracting your cum a moment before. She covers her mouth and gently wipes it with the back of her palm.
Can I come with you?
You don't take long to nod, and she flows across the floor to cuddle up next to you. She actually forms a pair of legs so she can twine them with yours. She's getting you gooey and wet, but Then she licks her own secretions and yours back up again. It's a weird way to snuggle, but not unwelcome.
You can use me anytime. Anytime you come back to your ship all horny, but want to be safe from aliens and strangers, I'll be there. Your perfect cock-sucking bimbat. Horny little crewmate on your ship, right? And if you ever morph and grow any extra appendages or boobs or pussy, well, I'll enjoy anything. As long as it's you, right? Want more?
You shake your head, telling her you're good. And she only pouts for a second before burying her very wet face into your chest and snuggling quietly. She gradually loses form, perhaps because she's just been fed. But it's kind of fun to hug her in sleeping Galician gooball form, too. You'll have to see if there's a bathtub on the ship she can sleep in. But first problems first. You're going to have to find the strength to walk to the other hangar and check out your ship in the first place.